This week's episode of the Chat Wheel is brought to you by CyberPower PC, www.cyberpowerpc.com. If you need a new computer, you should definitely go there, because Greg has a great computer, I hear. I hate him. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chat Wheel. It's October 7, 2013. I'm your host, Darth, and with me, as always, is Greg What Is It Blaird.
Hello. I hope everyone enjoyed my tweet of the Peter figurine last week. I did. I got a couple tweets about it, and, you know, I posted it just like a promise, and it's a very dignified horse.
And he cleaned
it
off.
Did you clean it first?
Yes. Mason, Wade Dota, Ciotti.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to yet another week of us fucking around.
This is the English edition. Mason moved to England, everyone.
It's the British edition. I'm going to speak in this accent the entire time.
That's not bad.
And then Perian will never talk to me ever again.
It's not good either.
It's not a horrible accent.
It's not like, good. It's not bad. It's not bad. But it's not good.
I wish like we could just call Perian for like half a second and be like, fuck off, all of you, and then just hang up. That's all.
Fuck off, wankers.
Or Perian just comes into your camera view and punches you in the face and walks
off.
Oh,
man, that's funny. All right.
And
I still need to figure out where his house is.
And Nick Krulchi G's Karadze.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me again.
He's only here for a little bit of time.
Nick.
We're apparently not.
Match in 15 minutes, so I'm going to stay for 15 minutes, and I'm out of here.
We're not important enough to delay the match. He doesn't want to be a celebrity on the chat wheel, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, Nick. You know, it's fine.
I don't want to steal your guys' spotlight, you know? Just let you guys
He wants his E-peen to be as big as his regular peen, so he's going to go off the show before he can get any bigger. So how's it going, Nick?
I think you just called your dick small. I'm pretty sure that was a small dick joke, but it took me a little bit to get it.
I sometimes take the path to travel.
Okay.
We're going to start with something you know about, Nick, because you only have 15 minutes here.
And you only know so much.
We talked about penis pumps. Anyway, NEL sponsorship updates. The Season 1 prize pool is 1,000 plus 50% of the Dota TV ticket sales, which puts the current total, as of a couple days ago, at $2,405. Bantrees is no longer sponsoring the league. I don't really care because he's a giant dickweed. But he's no longer sponsoring Lee because he's been instigating battles, and Nick's going to go into it more. Now, Season 2 is confirmed. There's a legitimate sponsor. There'll be a short break in between, but everything's looking good. There'll be a couple announcements to come in a few weeks from Spitwad. We wanted him on, but he just wasn't available. So, Nick, what do you know about this? Because you're the one who plays in EL a lot.
I was talking to Rolo about it, and he told me that. So this is what happened. Bantrees, he was playing IXDL O, and apparently everyone didn't like him because he's bad. But I guess since he gave money up, he got into NEL. I guess there he was like abusing his powers or something. He was doing something wrong, and everyone got really mad at him. I think they actually unvouched him, even though he was a sponsor. And then, from what I understand, he was supposed to give $1,000, but he gave $500 in advance and was supposed to give the other $500 later. But I'm assuming he's not going to anymore. And I think IX Mike is going to give him the $500 back and just remove him as a sponsor because he was just being a giant douche. So I think Banshees is gone. He's no longer
he's
in the
gone.
Scene. Yeah, he's not going to come back, I don't think, either, because I don't think anyone likes him anymore.
Well, what I saw was I was actually watching an NEL game, and I don't know if it's the same guy. It said Ben, whatever the hell his name is, on there. I don't really care enough to know his name because he's kind of a douche.
Fucking unbelievable.
So we're doing the draft of the game, and he's like, look at this motherfucker. And he's like, I can beat this guy, I can beat this guy, and dropping racial slur after racial slur for like 10 minutes of the draft, right? Didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I could beat this cocksucker, I can beat this guy. Who the fuck are these? I don't care. And then so like I'm like, all right, well, it's NEL. They troll all the time. It was kind of amusing in a way because it made no sense. He was just coming off as this Russian dickwad, which I don't think he's actually Russian because it sounded like a bad accent. But then, like, they have to restart the game.
He's actually Russian, and that you're and just he's really bad at being a accent.
Russian, or maybe just really bad at being Russian as a Russian. But then they restart the game, they remake it, and like 5 minutes in, it's in a pause, and he's basically like, "Fuck this shit, I'm out of here," and just left. He was on the casting spot, and everyone just like, "What?" I think he mentioned like, "I'm gonna take my sponsorship money with me," and then like so just quit out of the game. And I had asked Spit, but he was just busy to respond to me. He just doesn't love me.
You know what the thing is?
I sent him a link to his Steam profile. Go ahead.
You know the thing is, it's like, what if he just never... Well, I guess he did cough a 500, but what if this was, like, always his plan? Like, you never know. At first...
I was reading the Anecdota post, and Spit said that they had money to cover what he was going to do, no matter what, because he didn't trust him.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
So...
Yeah, because, like,
Spit is not someone who's going to get screwed by someone like this. He is like the godfather of the Anecdota community. That guy's probably dead now. He was getting groceries and someone just killed him. You know, it happens. I don't think anyone else got that bananas. Reference. I'm pretty sad right now.
But like, I don't know. Like, I don't think he actually wanted to sponsor because like he was just being a giant douche. And like, usually someone that coughs up money is someone that's really like passionate about the community and like really cares about it. You know. And he just does not seem that way. He just seems like a giant douche at this point. So I don't think he was ever actually going to do much. I don't know. Maybe he just played us for a little bit.
I mean, he might have just wanted a biggie penis, too.
Yeah, never underestimate the people who are willing to, who have the money and are willing to fork it out for the sake of getting to be special.
Yeah. Let's run down the top 10 while Nick is still here.
So
yeah, you can tell us about some of these players.
Mm-hmm. I'll go slowly. In first place is Broodstar so far. What you take him?
Oh, is this the NEL?
Yeah,
the NEL ladder. Yeah.
It's the rankings as of 3 days ago, so it might be a little bit changed, but
Broodstar is good at this game. I can say that for sure. He is good at this game, but he has a huge attitude problem, and that is well known.
Isn't he? I think I called him earlier before we started a giant cocksucker. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would definitely say he's a giant cocksucker.
That's what I mean. I just wanted to clarify that I'm not throwing out any bad information.
I can definitely say he should not be number one in NEL. Those rankings change very fast, so don't think he's the best player in North America, for sure. But he's good. He's pretty good.
How old is this kid?
I don't know.
I mean, what makes
old
him
enough
such
to
a
be
dick?
A cocksucker?
I mean, obviously, like...
Or young enough to be a cocksucker.
Darn,
okay. All right.
I mean, well,
no,
obviously,
that's
like,
what you meant, like,
good enough to actually be in games with him at all. So, like, I mean, you guys have a little more experience just from being in the scene and probably playing some matches with him. Like, what makes him such a dick? Like, is he just,
he's
like, bad-mouthing?
He's just a flaming troll. Like, he's just, the, like, when you think of an NA Dota troll, like, that's Broodstar. Broodstar is, like, one of the reasons that stereotype exists.
So it's like RTZ before RTZ.
Oh,
kind
of no, he is... No. He is much, much more inflammatory and much bigger of a troll than RTZ is. Like, RTZ is just kind of like this, like, I don't even, like, he's like the kid that is really, really good and has a bad attitude occasionally. Broodstar is just a dick.
Yeah, he really is.
Wakes up in the morning like, who am I going to be a jerk to today?
Everyone! Yay!
and you get an insult.
You guys know what Broodstar's name is? Like, what he goes by?
What's your dick like?
Yeah, like, it's just an obnoxious-ass name.
Wow, all right.
Yep.
Yeah. All caps, too. It just...
Curves to the left a little bit, about 20%. Why do you ask? Snake King is number two.
Oh, wow.
Right now,
Snake King. So, when I was at TI, I heard that from Tides of Time, the ex-Dota player, you guys probably remember him. He said that people in North America are done being on a team with Snake King. Like, that was the direct quote.
And that's
I don't know
why
if I'm supposed
now
to say
with
that.
European players.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, because it kind of hurts Snake King's rep, but, like, I guess people in NA didn't like how he acts and plays anymore. So, I don't know. But he's still, like, good, I guess. Again, I don't think he's number two in NA, but he's good. He just has attitude problems.
It's just so interesting to me.
Yeah.
He's
I mean,
super
it's interesting
young.
To me, though, because him coming back to Dignitas, basically, like, made them good again. Like, yeah, they were probably due for a turnaround anyway, but, like, when he rejoined Dignitas, like, they, like, got a fire lit under their asses.
Well, there's, I mean, I think I know what happened there, is, like, people, Snake King, okay, he wasn't performing as well, and then he quit the team, came back, and he did really well. It's because people weren't practicing against Snake King's style anymore. When he came back, he did good because people weren't used to it yet, but, you know, you can, like, practice against how Snake King plays and get used to it, and then, you know, he's not as effective anymore. He's a super aggressive player, so, like, if you practice playing safe a little bit, I think you're at a bit of an advantage against him.
Moving along, Demon.
We just had an update to Dota 2, by the way, just as we're talking. I don't know what it is, but all right. I saw Cyborg Master Live.
Nick, talk about Demon. Don't go into length, too much length about his backstory. We're going to talk about that more
in
a bit. Demon,
just talk about his play.
He's like, when he's motivated, he's a good player. Like, I think kicking him from EG was really good for Demon himself. Like,
I agree.
He thought he was the shit, and it was so obvious, and he just wasn't playing like he was the shit. But I think there was an interview where he even said he needed the motivation, and kicking him from EG, I think, really motivated him, and he's playing much, much better now. He's good.
Yeah.
He's been doing
really well.
I would say top three NA, you know, that's pretty close to where he should be, for sure.
I'm going to skim through the other ones. Annihilate.
Who the hell is Annihilate?
I don't know who he is.
Never heard of him, Nick? Okay, so
1437.
Pub star.
Wow, he's four? He's number
five.
Three?
Five.
Oh, he's five.
As of a few days ago, yeah. But he's been up there, like, consistently, like, through the few weeks. Like, he's been at least top 10.
Warden is six. I've heard, like, his visage is pretty good.
Warden's a good player. Warden knows what he's
doing. Support, right?
Well, he plays everything, I think, but sure, maybe against, like, when he's playing with pros, yeah, he plays support. I've seen him play everything.
TC is seven. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. TC is fucking good at this game. He is so calculated, man. He is amazing.
Cruel GG is eight.
Oh, yeah, that guy's amazing.
Oh, no, wait. PPD. I'm sorry, PPD.
PPD. I like that guy a lot, actually. He's an X-Complexity player for Han, if you guys don't know. He always plays support, and I don't know, like, I read his tweets and stuff, and actually, recently, they've been a little obnoxious, a little bit more NA Dota style, but before, he was, like, I think he was pretty motivated. Like, I was reading some of the tweets, and I felt motivated to play better, too. Like, I think he really wants to make it. So, I like that guy. I like that guy.
He was on a team that won our second tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mason?
Oh, yeah. I thought people really disliked PPD, or am I thinking of somebody else with a very similar name?
He has our cred because he won our tournament, so they like him.
There's small.
Oh, no, he didn't win. He came in second. He was on the same team with Baroya.
Like, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone hates each other in NA. Like, there's minor beefs everywhere, so I don't know.
Could be. For real. For real. There's the number nine.
Nine is for real, and 10 is Benhaas.
Benhaas.
Oh, I know Benhaas.
Some random pub star.
Yeah, don't say he's top 10 NA for sure, I don't think, but he's good.
Yeah.
I don't know the number nine.
I see that Mason, the good one, is missing from the list. Do you think that's because he's probably just been busy playing with Take 5 and hasn't been actually playing in IX in the NEL?
Yeah, see, that's a thing. Like, 1437, I think, plays a lot of NEL, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, but I see him stream NEL all the time, constantly. So,
you know, it makes sense. He's not, like, doing anything.
So it's like, this ladder is not the best players in NA. These are, I think the most accurate thing you could say is these are the guys that are top ranked in IXDL games, you know? They're not the best players, but according to this ranking system where you have to play these games, they're in that top ranked.
And if you're in this top 10, then you at least know how to play Dota correctly.
Yeah, you could say that for sure. That's definitely
true. I can say, it's probably like the best unsponsored players.
Stuff like that.
Like
NA
for the most
unsponsored,
part.
Yeah,
because for most of the NA sponsored players, aside from, like, you know, the few that are in there, like TC and people like that, they're doing other things and have other things to attend to and don't necessarily have time to put in all the games.
Exactly, yeah.
And Nick, I don't know... Did you have to leave already?
What time is it?
7:52.
I'm going to say yeah, actually. I probably do. All right. But thanks for having me on, guys.
Wait, before you leave, what's your impressions of Take 5? What's your 5-second impression?
Really fucking good.
Do you think Motivated they're actually going to stay, like, together?
No. I think, I mean, Arteezy can't. I don't even know if he'll travel to the land. Like, the whole reason he quit Rattlesnake, or what, Kaipe, I mean, when they were Kaipe, is because, like, he doesn't have time to play. So I don't know. Like, I'm surprised he even joined the team. I think he was just doing it for fun. I don't think he expected to win. But now he has to go to this land. I don't know.
Was it because he had to do school, or because he wanted to get away from EE?
No.
They're best friends.
Will you not start a fucking goddamn...
I'm just trying to start a fight. Oh, my
God. Yeah. No. He's really busy with high school or something like that.
How can you be busy with high school?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that he's busy, but, like, you're in school every day. Like, you don't have the flexibility of, like, scheduling classes and, like, taking days off and stuff like that. Like, you have to be there every day from, you know, 7 to 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a bad student, you're, like, from 7 to 4. Cause
yeah, possibly longer. And every other Saturday or so.
Back to the question. Take 5 are super solid. Demon's playing really well. Arteezy's playing really well, like he always does. Mason and, you know, fucking... Alliance players are obviously really good at this game. So
$1 million support.
And who's their last player?
Clairvoyance.
He's good.
And Pendago's actually like the other one officially on the roster that EGM was standing in for.
Yeah, don't be surprised if these guys do really well in tournaments, because they probably should.
Well, Nick, thank you for coming on the show. You have any shout-outs you want to give before you leave?
Not yet, but... things might be blowing up for me in the near future. Just saying.
Hey.
I might be required to be shouting out some people in the future. I'll just put it that way.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
We're trying to get you on the show enough so you carry us to stardom.
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
On your back.
Good luck in your match.
Man, what a fucking back-ended way to end that call. Oh, poor Nick.
Yeah, it's all okay. Right. So I want to talk a little bit more, actually, if we can, about just like Take 5 and just how they've been doing and stuff like that. I feel like they really probably didn't expect to actually get to the LAN. Like, I could totally see them just being like, yeah, fuck it, we'll put it together. But I think because like the tournaments are in North America, that it's not without the realm of possibility that, you know, Arteezy would say, like, you know what, fuck it, I'll take a few days off of school and, or, you know, whatever it might be, like the one day if it's over the weekend, and you know, I'm willing to go play. Yeah, exactly, because, like, he doesn't have to travel to, like, fucking Poland to play.
But the problem
is,
or something like that. They wanted MLG Columbus. And so if they get Raid Call 1 EMS and they go to that, I think it conflicts with Columbus. And that was where they really wanted to go if they're going to go to 1 or 2. From what I've read, I could be mistaken. If I'm wrong, call me out on it, guys. Not you guys, but, you know, people who watch, listen.
Is the land
what I've heard? I haven't looked it up yet. Just won.
The EMS that they just won, is that the land in Poland or is it in the U.S.?
Pretty sure that land's in Poland.
Well, and shit, there goes my theory.
Yeah, but they pay a substantial chunk of a travel, I guess, too.
Yeah, there's a it's like quote unquote substantial sum or something.
$20
That they have to pay or that
no that
they
EMS don't pays.
Have to pay. EMS.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, in that case, it might just be one of those things that, you know, he's willing to do it every now and again just for the sake of staying relevant and wanting to play. And, I mean, shit, if I could take a weekend off of school and go make some money playing Dota, I certainly wouldn't say no.
Yeah, but also, like, if they only pay a substantial amount, you could be spending more money and not making anything. And he's a high school kid. I mean, who's going to pay for him going out there? You know what I mean? He doesn't have an income, a disposable income, to go do these things willy-nilly if they don't pay for the full thing.
Well, we don't know what his parents and
theoretically. Like, I mean, theoretically.
But yeah, and theoretically, if it were all on his own, you're correct. Maybe they just know that they're going to win.
I mean, it's entirely possible. I'm not saying he wouldn't go. I mean, weirder things have happened.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't know what the rules are. They had EMS had like very strict rules on stand-ins and rosters. And they played with EGM, and I think with past EMSs, you had to go with whoever you qualified with, and EGM is not going to be going to a tournament not playing for Alliance. Alex Garfield has that team on a leash. Like, it's just not happening.
Yeah, but why did he play for them if they're on such a tight leash?
Because it was stand-in, and it was probably like he didn't ask his – he didn't ask the owner
yeah,
of his
he
team.
Probably just did it.
He just did it. It wasn't was like, oh, whatever. We're not going to win. And then they did win. I enjoy the tweets during that game.
Oh, that was great. But I mean, like, okay, here's the thing, though. Like, they won game one and game two really handily. And then it seemed like they almost just kind of gave up game three and game four. Like, they just, like, were almost trying to, like, get it to the game five and give VG the win. Like, as weird as that might sound, but, like, considering how well they played game one and game two, like, they screwed the fucking pooch on three.
I have a theory. They were showing EG that they could throw just as hard, but then come back. Okay? That's what it was. Demon even had like the EG with like an X on it, right, for his icon for Steam.
That was fantastic.
He was like, I can throw worse than you, and you know what? I'm still going to win. And bam, he did it. Demon Dodo.
I saw some really funny posts that were like, Demon's doing everything he can to end Fear's Dota career. I thought it was really funny.
Oh my god. That's actually, like, sadly hysterical.
I want to end with that topic.
Fair enough.
So VP changes. Go black and resolution is out, which means once you go black, I guess you can go back. Arzard is in.
Oh my god, how long have you been thinking of that?
At least 30 to 35 minutes. I've been working on it. I have it on a napkin by my table here. Arzard's in, plus one, it says. It was in, like, Russian, so I didn't know. I think they're still waiting on the final one. I went looking for information, but I don't speak Russian other than Sika, so.
I think you're right. I think it's they have not determined the last player.
Light of Heaven is still there. What do you have to do to get I want to become a Dota player, win the international, and then just coast on that for a while and be a shitty player.
I really don't understand how he's still a part of that team. Like, okay, he's still
nothing against him personally, mind
good.
You.
Like, it, like, yeah, like, I mean, he's not a shit player by any means. Like, he's still better than any one of us by a long shot. But, I mean, aside from Goldblack, you know, throwing himself a few games, like, Light of Heaven is easily the weak link of that team.
I think that they're counting on that team sort of turning him into the leader. That's sort of what I imagine. Because Goldblack is leaving, and he was definitely, like, one of the other leaders, so maybe
and having him
if
just
he
take the role of
sort of rolls into the driver's seat, he'll be more comfortable as a player. I don't know.
He said in his interview...
Yeah, I can see that. No, go ahead.
He said in his interview that it was basically five people with their own play styles and their own opinions getting together, and it just didn't work out because they couldn't gel as a team. And my favorite quote, which I repeated twice before this, and I want to repeat this a third time for on the air, the question is, let's see if I can find it here. Gotta find it. This showed up last second. It involved the South Pole and North Pole. It was great.
Oh,
all right.
Jesus.
Did your teammates try to have a talk about it in terms of what the issues were with the team? It wouldn't work. It wouldn't even work because after the discussion, we would go back to our old ways. Let's say you're at the North Pole and you have to get to the South Pole. You only have two directions. Either through the east or through the west. Now, you know what?
I'm going to peg this on a clerical error on the translator's parts.
I hope so, because I'm not a geologist, okay? But if I'm north and I need to get to the South Pole, unless we're talking about the rotation of the Earth and depending on where you are on the Earth...
I don't think that they're talking about that.
I'd also like to point out that being a geologist has nothing to do with destinations.
This is why...
clearly you're not a geologist.
Geographer, geologist.
Listen, I did good space science stuff. I didn't good on the Earth sciences, okay? My
or
point
the
being,
science of the Earth.
Well, if you did, then you'd be a geologist.
I would. I can at least
That's fucking brutal. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I can at least say that to get to the South Pole from the North Pole, you have to fucking go south.
Well, you could go north.
Yeah, but then you'd be
right. you could go north to the point where you're going though. South. I don't. I'm gonna peg south. Okay, I'm gonna peg the east and west thing on a clerical error by the translator.
I feel like it's correct. I think you're
it's
right.
It's actually impossible to go north from the North Pole. Like, if you are at the magnetic
it's
north,
like if you take
you
three
can't
lefts,
go
okay,
north.
Okay, this is not a show about geography, okay?
Or geology, for
or geology.
But it is about pewter horse statues.
Where they go. Look at it. It's on the webcam. We're still working on the video stuff. We'll talk about
that. That is glorious.
It really is.
Look at the bottle. It's so nice.
And it cleans up really well. You can't see it on the camera.
Oh, my God.
Next,
can't see the shit stains at all.
Nope. MLG Anaheim. All right, this is a big topic from last week.
Oh, God.
Following the success of MLG's North American Dota 2 League in the upcoming Fall Invitational Tournament at the Full Sail University, MLG will be rolling out an extensive NA Dota 2 League in the first half of 2014 with a 210,000 prize pool. Four seasons of qualifications will take place with 15,000 up for grabs in each, with a fifth season running in parallel with the Anaheim Championships. Eight North American teams in the league will compete with eight international teams at the Anaheim Championships. They're doing a cast of
first question, where the fuck are they going to find eight NA teams?
Super Strong Dinosaurs.
That's not an NA team. That's not even close to an NA
team. It's
going to
be... Take Five, what? Dignitas, EG, and whoever the fuck else signs
Liquid.
Up.
Liquid.
Liquid.
Na'Vi.
That's not American.
They are honorary, oh my God. Honorary American team, as far as I'm concerned. Did you ever see the picture of like a sports car, an eagle, an explosion?
Yes.
Great wallpaper. But they're also in a cast to search, by the way. Let's hope Mott and Zayori get it.
Yeah, Mott and here's my official shout out and support for both Mott and Zayori. Mm-hmm. Zayori recently has been working his tush off.
Absolutely.
Mott has always worked his tush off. Darren can barely keep it under control that I just said tush. But that's where I'm at. Mott and Zayori definitely I think are some of the people that deserve a very good shot at this. In my mind, if they want to stick to North American people who are, you know, not otherwise involved, I think Montzera are the only guys for the job.
Yep, and I Joe Dotaland talking about doing translation, I think.
Josh,
thank you.
Yeah. If he doesn't get the job, I'll riot.
They put out a request for a translator. Before he could even get there, like, yo... Josh from Dota Land. The first, like, three
posts.
Yeah,
people were vouching for him. No, for, like, the first half of the post.
It's like, he's just like, hey, guys, I guess I've been nominated, but I want to say that I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He did a very good job international.
Yeah, he very much deserves it. He works very, very hard, as well as do Mott and Zayori.
But I'm excited, because we now have, like, an NA Dota League going on,
yeah,
which
we've had that before. But this is like the thing is that MLG is not going to crap out on their plans. Like,
yeah,
if they say they're doing this, they've been thinking about it for a very long time because MLG is generally slow to release official news. Adam Apicella, MLG Adam, he's like the chief of operations or something, talked to Slasher and Evoli and said that the league was going to be featuring North American players. They want North American players to become big. This is something that they did in StarCraft before they dropped it, was really establishing the North American scene and making room for all these players to actually be able to make money playing the game. So, good things all around. And plus, I get to go to MLG Columbus and watch Dota. So,
Has anything with that stuff been confirmed, by the way?
No. I will say that I'll probably be going to MLG Columbus to do coverage.
But, and it'll be for a site you know.
It'll be for a site that you definitely know. So
we love them.
Bring us stuff back.
Yeah. Get me a courier.
I sent you guys fucking so much shit.
I want more stuff.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. We bought that shit.
Okay, fair enough.
So next up on the topic, Korean Dodo, Best Dodo. We want to talk briefly about Nexon Sponsorship League is so intended to watch. I got it for the courier. That cute little TV Dodo Tiger.
Is that the one with like the white panther or whatever?
It's a tiger.
Yeah, that
yes.
thing is real cute.
I couldn't resist it. I mean, I was debating for like 2 days. I'm like, should I get it? It's like $11-$12. Should I? And I'm like, all of a sudden, I had it in my, you know.
Then suddenly, it was in your inventory.
It was in my inventory.
What happened?
My inventory.
I was set up. But it's been really good to watch to see these new teams.
I mean, really good. Like,
I mean, good
it's been extremely entertaining. I'm not sure you could call it good. I mean, it's certainly
not
the highest level play, but it's very fun to watch.
It is.
It's a thing, and a lot of people die, and there's a lot of fighting.
Listen, enjoy this, because in like 6 months, the Koreans are coming for us. They've already broken with StarCraft. As soon as they know what they're doing, we're laughing at their, like, you know, noobishness. Like, oh, man, that stuff I do in a pub in, like, 6 months, Alliance is going to shit their pants.
The Korean overlords.
And
I mean, it could definitely happen.
We're going to
be the foreigners.
Dariath Imida.
Could definitely happen.
I just said Korean, by the way.
I know.
Korean.
Doesn't that mean hello?
Yes. Annyeonghaseyo, Bianhae sorry. And then Dariath Imida is I'm Dariath.
So you said hello, I'm sorry, I'm Dariath.
I mean,
women are usually disappointed after a little bit, not immediately.
Hey, listen.
I guess you're just putting it up front. They're like, I'm sorry.
Mason's mentioned patrolling the pubs, if you guys didn't know.
This is why I got married to the woman who would appreciate my deficits in sexual function.
Okay,
like I told
all right.
Greg and Dariath, this is what happens when you serve me a pre-drink with champagne, and then another pre-drink of champagne, and then a dinner drink of champagne and wine, and then I go to the pub.
When me and my wife were together for the first time and she didn't laugh, I knew I had to marry her. Just that simple. Moving on.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. God damn
here,
it.
I just want to touch base.
I'll be leaving the show now. Forever.
I'm replacing you with Purge.
Oh my god.
The Premier League, I wanted to touch base. There's really much news, but Alliance received their winnings, Spitwad mentioned, and
Loda confirmed
Reddit, through Reddit by Loda. So just, I don't know what's going on with that. It's been kind of quiet. It doesn't seem like much damning evidence has come out. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, I don't think there has to be any damaging evidence. It's like, No one's gonna ever like the Premier League ever again. Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't have much of a problem with them because not enough evidence saying that they screwed up.
Dude,
here's the thing:
the fact that Valve pulled their shit from the store, regardless of like whether they said anything or not, of course that they did something fucked up because Valve isn't just gonna pull their stuff from the store.
I understand this, but the one problem I have with Valve, and I love them to death, is they're not the most communicative people. And that's the problem they have the most is Valve. They kind of do things and they don't let you know. And if they came out and said, hey, by the way, this happened because they pull shit, we deserve
they're
a little bit
gonna
more
They're not
going to
do response. That, though, because then they take... No, because then they take, like, a stance on the issues and that's just...
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they already took a stance. They pulled the shit out of the store. And I've got
exactly.
a clean the pain set... that I can't max out now because they took it out of the store.
Oh, my God.
Cute, and I'd at least like to know why I'm at level 2 forever.
And the root of the problem comes through.
It's all about Dariath, okay? That's the important part.
I mean, I think Valve is a company that communicates through action. I think they pull it from the store, and that's all you need to know about it. They deem that it was wrong, and it's their company, and it's them saying, we know what we're doing. You guys know we wouldn't do something arbitrarily. And it's just details that are unimportant. Like, we've made our decision, and that's that, you know?
Can I at least get my...
I think all of that is said.
Can I at least get my set auto-upgraded to 3?
Oh, my God.
Hell no, dude. I'd hold on to that. It's going to be worth some keys.
I'm not getting rid of it. I mean, it's staying in my inventory. But I don't give anything away like that. I should have bought 2. Super strong dinosaurs.
Jesus Christ.
Edging your bets on the market.
I know. Super strong dinosaurs, come with me, announce a new team. Bambo, come with me, Arise, Mini, and Snake King. We mentioned Snake King a little bit ago.
We did mention this team last week briefly.
Mm-hmm. But now it's confirmed.
Yeah, very briefly.
Yeah, it's confirmed now. It's a little bit different. They've picked up Mini, who is definitely one of the most talented supports in Europe. He has a couple heroes who he is just absolutely bonkers on.
Wisp
and Chen. He is ridiculous on both of those heroes. Like first round ban, you have to or you lose. His Chen is very gross. His Wisp is also just gross. Like I don't really know what else to say. He is in America right now on vacation, so I guess he's playing from here. It's kind of awkward for their ping. Although I guess Snake King's here too. So
yeah.
Yeah, they've.
Do anything about Ryze?
Ryze is from Kaipi. It's the old. Well, he used to be on Kaipi.
Yeah, and he's very good.
He's
mid.
Fine. I mean, I remember watching him throw a lot on Magnus.
Oh god, yeah, I actually remember that too. He's got a pretty damn good Shadow Fiend, though.
I don't hold that against anybody. I've seen you throw on Magnus, and I let you go.
I mean, hell, we've seen Denti throw on Magnus.
Magnus is like really horrible though. Like that's like one of his worst mid heroes,
which is really funny.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
But... go fix.
So I just want to touch base next. We didn't talk about him last.
Yeah, I think I think that it's definitely a team that could be pretty good. The biggest thing, Snake King is at school now. I'm pretty sure. I think he's in college now. So that's a little awkward. Especially because he's also on a different time zone, so I'm not really sure. Official matches in European time are extremely inconvenient for people in the U.S. because it's like right in the middle of the afternoon or right in the middle of the day, so it's generally when you're doing something.
But then again, for a college kid, like
yeah,
that
but
can
like
be worked
it's like
around.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's like that's pretty rough because usually you're in class at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Not if you're doing it right.
All right, whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll never get up early for a class. If you just take all your classes at like 8, 9, 10 a.m. and just hate yourself forever.
The final topic I want to talk about this week, which is a big one sort of recently, is Demon and what's been going on with EG. And he came out a couple days ago and talked about what happened, like the EG story. And I'm paraphrasing it because it's like a 30-minute video. So if you guys really want to find out what happened, go check it out. We'll try to post a link somewhere if we can.
Yeah,
it's on Reddit. It's on Reddit. It's called the EG story. So Demon basically blamed himself for not keeping up his dedication. And I'm paraphrasing the entire video real fast, or most of the video. In January, March, April area, there's a lot of vacations and missed tournaments. Malik prioritize his girlfriend in the beginning, so it's hard to practice. He couldn't talk or he couldn't make it. This is what Demon is saying, by the way, so don't take it as a gospel. Demon would also get tired late in the morning when they were doing tournaments, like at 1 to 4 a.m. against Chinese teams. He'd get tired. He'd start intentionally throwing against the team, or for the team, rather. He'd show up hungover because he was partying on the weekends because he prioritized that as more important. He cut out a replay analysis because he'd get a migraine. And so he'd watch one and he'd leave. And he'd tell Fear, you know, Fear would say, okay, we'll catch up on it later. But they both knew they wouldn't. And one of the big things was he didn't wake up early enough on day two of the qualifiers for TI3. They knocked it out of the park the first day. And then Fear had wanted to wake up like an hour early, but he overslept. Fear woke him up. Yeah, he says that he took a shower. Fear told him that he took a shower, but he doesn't remember it, but he believes it. He had to turn on his computer, and he was late getting into the game. And the way it worked was the team that was there first got to do the first pick. And
That's usually how it works.
Right, and because of him being late, they didn't get first pick. And the animosity, the tension that caused against him causing the play bad because you're playing with teammates and you're all pissed off. And I know personally for me, if someone puts me in a bad mood in a game, I do terrible. And I can't see I can see pros doing better than I do, but it still puts a damper. They got wrecked the first game. The second game, they lost against Rockkiss. And they just got outplayed by Mouse. And then EG talked to them and said, hey, well, we're thinking about getting rid of you. Then they got rid of him, and they said, we can stay as a personality, someone that you know, like an In Control or a Malk. But he decided to go his own separate way because he felt like he was too comfortable and it was costing him his edge. He was getting too complacent with, you know, his position.
Complacent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem. We have an English major with us.
Even drinking, he can correct my wordage. Look at that. So anyway, I was watching this, and the thing about it is, like, Demon's one of those personalities you love or hate. You know, he comes off wrong, but he comes off kind of jerkish. But when you're watching this video, it shows a different side of him where you actually kind of like him. And I almost feel bad for him, but he's at least admitting to his mistakes. He's admitting to him. And at the time, he wouldn't, he said. But now, in retrospect, he knew he was the fuck-up in the team and that he needed to get out of that to kind of get his dedication back.
I think in my experience with Demon, which is not very much, but I have met him before and, like, been around him, the Demon in this video is really, the real Demon, if you mm-hmm. will. You know, when he streams and stuff, he's got a personality. He's, you know, trying to get subscribers, make money, stuff like that. But, you know, I think he is a nice guy. And I think that, like I think Nick said this earlier, is that it was really good for him to actually leave this team.
Yeah,
it absolutely was. I think the reason that he kind of came across that way was that he did have the, you know, I'm the shit complexity. Like, he always got a lot of viewers on his stream. You know, he was one of the most well-liked or most hated, you know, personalities in NA. And, you know, he had this demon army there. And so, like, I think he kind of felt, like, indestructible as far as, like, being a player goes and as far as his reputation. And so that, I think, you know, as much as it might be a personality sort of thing for streaming, like, it certainly gets to your head. But I think this has all kind of been, like, the wake-up call for him, where he's been able to actually sit back and look on it and say, like, you know, there were a lot of mistakes that I made, and being able to not even publicly, but just, like, privately own up to it, just to be able to say to himself, like, yeah, there were good things, but there were definitely things that I need to address just with myself. And I think that whenever somebody can kind of come to that realization, like, you're always happy about it, because it'll make him come out, I mean, not only a better Dota player in the end, but a better person in general. And so,
hindsight,
feel good story.
Hindsight is 2020.
Always.
And when you're in a situation like that, like at the qualifiers, your pride gets in the way, your attitude gets in the way, your mentality gets in the way.
I have to imagine that they couldn't even believe they were, like, I mean, I know that in the video somewhere along the line he mentioned that Dignitas deserved the invite mm-hmm. when they got it.
Yes.
But I have to imagine that when they were playing in the qualifiers, they couldn't believe that they had to play in the qualifiers.
Well, what he said in the video was they hadn't played at all, or very, very rarely.
Yeah, I'm sure they were not expecting to have to play in the qualifiers.
There was vacations and all that they took, and they're playing with stand-ins. It was only when the qualifiers came out. Yeah, that's fine. When the invites came out, it was when they went, oh shit, we need to, you know, get things together. And they played a bunch of games, as Demon says. But it was a little too late, but they did get, obviously, to the qualifiers. And I remember that. They did amazingly, like, well, the first day. They're really impressive, but the second day just did not work out quite as well as first.
When you're playing on that level, like, one thing, like your teammate getting up late and you being angry at them, I mean, that's definitely enough to really upset the balance of the team, especially when it's the captain and one of the major players.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk very briefly about, like, that part of the video where he was talking about how the issue of them not playing and, like, you know, people taking a lot of breaks for personal reasons and, like, short vacations and things like that. And, you know, it just kind of got me thinking about, you know, being the mindset of a professional player as far as practicing goes, because that's obviously something I really don't have any experience with. And from what it kind of seemed was that it was like a binge purge sort of thing. Like, they play for, like, 12 hours a day straight to get ready for whatever tournament was coming, and then it would come and they would participate, and then they would just do nothing. until the next big thing came and they would boot camp again and, you know, get ready. And I feel like with stuff like, you know, TI3 or like enormous tournaments like of the like, which there really aren't, that kind of makes sense. Like, you want to go and practice really, really hard a lot, like, for it, and then afterwards, like, you know, you obviously want to have, like, your post-international break. But I feel like having that sort of binge-purge practice cycle is not helpful. Like, I feel like it takes a really, like, mental and emotional toll on players to be going from playing 12 to 16 hours a day of practice to nothing and back.
Well, I think like, this,
I feel like
I would rather be in Alliance's shoes where they're practicing 6 to 8 hours a day pretty much every day.
I think that makes a lot more sense. And like, even if you don't want to practice 8 hours a day, like, I think it would make a lot more sense to practice, you know, maybe 5 or something like that, and just be consistent. Because, yeah, you might get really, really cohesive when you're doing those 12-hour practice sessions, but the minute everybody goes on break for a week, you know, you're starting behind where you left
start
off
from zero,
rather than at it.
Yeah, you start from zero at least.
But that's where Demon's problem has been, consistency and motivation. He's a great player, but he can't keep up his motivation. As he had mentioned, he wanted to go party instead at the gym. It just, he didn't prioritize it to the level it needed to be.
Well, I mean, I'm sure and
sometimes,
you get complacent.
All the time.
And, but like, think of that, though, like, If somebody told you, like, okay, you have 2 weeks off to do whatever the hell you want, but then we need you to be in work for 12 hours a day for the next, you know, 2 weeks, and then you get another 2 weeks to do nothing. Like, wouldn't it be really hard to go back to those 2 weeks of really intensive work as opposed to having a shorter but more consistent practice session where you're sort of on your game at all times rather than having to come on and off? Like he said that motivation was like one of his biggest issues, and if that was their sort of practice schedule, I can completely understand why. Like,
yeah,
I would probably feel the same way.
No one told him to take 2 week vacations. That was a decision they all made as a team.
Yeah, but that wasn't just his decision though.
Yeah, it's
as
like
a
the
team,
whole,
I
that's
said.
Like what the whole team was doing.
Right. And so they kind of boned themselves, in all honesty.
I mean, I think they didn't expect that they had to play in the qualifiers, so they hadn't played at all.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like when you take your vacations, when you know that the invites are going to be coming out soon, because you know when they're going to be coming out. They're going to be coming out the first half of the year. I wouldn't plan my vacations around that time. If I really want to go as an invited team.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is that you don't really, like, a lot of these kids don't get that choice because they're kids. They're, like, 20.
Kids, that's a key word right there.
No,
yeah,
most
but, like,
of them are my
living
age, 20 to 22.
In the gaming house.
At that time, were they in the gaming
China.
House?
No.
At that time, they weren't in the gaming house. They were in the gaming house during the qualifiers. They were not in the gaming house when the qualifiers got released.
I believe they were. I think he said that they were in the house at least for a bit up until the qualifiers, though.
Yeah, up until. But that's like, you know, that goes back to your point where they were just practicing for 12 hours a day.
But here's a question for you. If you're playing with Demon, and I'm just kind of basically devil advocating here. If you're playing with Demon and you're fear, and you know that you have one player that has a tendency to do these kind of things, and you're calling to the last minute to wake him up, wouldn't it be a good idea by fear to be slamming on his door and waking him up at like 4 a.m.? Because you know you got somebody.
Yeah, but like
doesn't.
You don't want to have to do that. Like, it's not.
It's a TI3, man. Who gives a shit if you want to do it or not? You got to do it.
But I think that's what. Like, I think he did do it eventually. Like, it was probably like, you know, it was like, okay, everybody get up at 4 and,
you wait
you know,
till 4:30
be here and prepare at 4:30. And then it's like, okay, everybody's meeting at 4:30, and shit, he's not here, and then the phone call goes, and yada, yada, yada.
I mean, that's what I mean.
But I guess, like, he's the captain, he's not the babysitter. And, like, you'd hope that somebody who's 20, 21, 22 years old has themselves together enough to say, like, this is an important thing and I need to be ready. Or maybe that even falls on the management of the team.
let me tell you my point of view, because I'm actually a manager, and I handle like 12 people. As a manager, and you can probably say the same as a captain, when your people fuck up, you get to hear about it. And if you want things to go your way, you've got to babysit them sometimes. And so I get your point on it. Like, you know, he's an adult. But if you're going for over $1 million, $2.6 million, you know, as a prize pool, you've got to micromanage. You've got to take responsibility for him, saying, wake up, it's 4 a.m., and you're up at 3:30, if you really want it as a captain. If it's not the captain, it's the management, in my opinion anyway. As a manager, shit hits the fan, you're the first person we looked at. Why wasn't he there at 8 o'clock? He's supposed to be there at 8 o'clock. Well, he was running late in traffic, or, oh, he overslept. It's your responsibility to make sure that person woke up early enough to get in on time, for example. Or to, it's, this is what happens later on in life when you become a working drone and, you know, you have to adopt this point of view, which is different than people. What fear is, you know, been in Dota forever. But it's different. My personality and my opinion on it's different because I'm 31 now. I've mentioned kids a few times, but when you're 20, 22, you don't have the same opinion. Like, Greg, you're 20 to 22 area, right?
Oh, yeah. Right in the middle. The beautiful when age. The beautiful age.
It is.
21.
Blissful ignorance.
Oh, my if God, I talk great. To you in 4 years, you're going to look at yourself with your scotch in your mouth right now, and you'd be like, yeah, I don't really agree with all the things I did, or I don't know why I did things I did, or I wouldn't do them now at the very least. And that's kind of how it works out. There's a huge difference between 22 and 25. After 25, you kind of stay. I mean, you change a little bit, but the development years are big.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where my point is going. I'm going off topic, but it's in respect, it's partially fear to be there at 3:30. If you have someone you know is troublesome the entire time, at 4 a.m., you should be knocking on his door going, get up, Damon. Come on. I don't fucking care what you want. Get out of bed. Let's go.
I can definitely see responsibility. Your point
in that. Damon is first and foremost the responsible one. But from a team unit, it's an entire team thing. It falls on the captain, falls on the management, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Demon's taking responsibility, and that's great for him on a personal growth level. But in a realistic thing, you have a captain, you're a babysitter sometimes. Yeah. Especially someone like Fear.
But now he's at the point where I think he's motivated for at least now, but you know, we'll see how long it lasts. I hope, you know, I actually really like Demon, and I hope he continues to do well and continues to stay motivated, but you know, it's hard to say because, you know, it's impossible to say whether he's going to stay motivated or not. But I hope he finds a team that is good and that he can actually play with consistently and holds him to a little bit higher level. I think for someone like Demon, the best place to be is in a team house, but I'm not sure how much opportunity there is for that right now if he's not on EG.
That's true. I think for right now, the change of scenery is enough to kind of keep him interested until something maybe a little bit more serious is hashed out.
Yeah.
He's just got to get some, you know, determination and discipline for himself. But
And he's got some positive reinforcement. And he's got positive reinforcement as far as, like, you know, his changes go. Like, I think the community is very much behind him and wanting him to do well and glad that he's kind of, you know, turn the corner as it is. And I think he can see for himself, just with the success of that Take 5 has had even in just a few weeks, that, you know, doing things like this and having that sort of attitude does pay off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I hope that his hard work gets rewarded. I think he deserves it. I don't really know beyond that what to say, honestly.
I'm hoping for the best from either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that brings our show to a close this week. Greg, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Shout-out to CyberPower PC. If you guys need any sort of computer in your life, go check out their website, cyberpowerpc.com. Shout-out once again to Blanton's Bourbon, who have somehow made it through an entire week of me having the bottle and not finishing it. That's not an insult either, because it's very good. But
talk about self-discipline.
You know, I was home for the entire
week. That was just a really big
ball. I was home for the weekend, honestly. That was it. I went home to my parents' house. I played with my dog, and then I drank their alcohol. So
yeah, drank their liquor.
Mm-hmm. And played with your dog. Mm-hmm. Mason, any shout-outs to Oxford?
Shout-out to Yes, shout-out to CyberPower PC for being wonderful sponsors and allowing us to run this show. Shout out to all of you who listen to us every week.
This isn't horrible.
And make it better for us. And you're the reason that we do this show. And without you, we'd just be talking to ourselves in fake British accents.
But that sounds condescending, though. In a British accent.
Shout out to the wonderful people of Oxford who have welcomed me into their home for this Michaelmas term. And shout out to the people of London. Your city is too fucking expensive.
Oh my god, you're so right. Okay. Oh god, that city is expensive as fuck.
As for me, CyberPower PC, as always, remember to follow us on Twitter at What is Hip TV.
How good does my hair look?
It's kind of short.
Oh god, it looks so good.
At Waydota and at Darius. I think Mason's still beating me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm up to 59 now. You got to catch up.
I know, I'm slow. But anyway, thank you, everybody. That's right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. We'll see you next week, and try to stay safe.
Cheerio.